Joining us on the line right now, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and I do, and I learn stuff. KT, it's good to have you. I understand you were in the room last night at the party in there, New York?
I was at the New York Hilton and was in the room. I was at Fox News with my colleagues and on the air until they determined that Trump was probably likely to win, and then I went to the Hilton and saw all the cast of characters there, and it was pretty exciting because you know what it was like? It was like the victory or the election watch party in the 1980 election when Reagan won.
Yeah. And so what was it like when he came into the room?
Oh, it was just thunderous because these are the people who had been, you know, myself included, who've supported him all the way along and had to defend ourselves against people who said, well, how could you support Donald Trump? He'll be a terrible president. What does he know about foreign policy? Or the people who said, how can you support him? You're a woman. He's so terrible, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the magnitude of this victory, which was not only did Trump have the mainstream media, the Clinton machine, the Democrat establishment, the Bush establishment, the Republican Party establishment, all against him, the neoconservatives, all against him for taking, you know, knives from various angles. And yet he managed to connect to the American people, like Reagan did, connect to the American people and emerge victorious. In 1980, Reagan did the same thing. Now, they're different guys. They use different language, but they're the same phenomenon, which is the nation felt, the people of the country felt that Washington, the inside the Beltway, the establishment, no longer was connecting to them, was no longer taking care of them, was taking care of themselves, but not taking care of the American people. And once that disconnect happens in our country, and it happens about every four decades, the people, the grassroots of the country, rise up and demand a change, and there will be a big change.
KT, you look at the headlines from around the world, and to coin a phrase from Dan Rather back in 1994, the nation's, the world capitals are having a collective temper tantrum right now. So that's my question. And is the answer too bad, or is there something that needs to be said to reassure our allies around the world that come on, this guy's going to be fine?
Oh, first of all, he's going to be. But I think I would just quote from what Trump said in his speech last night. We're going to put our interests first, but we want to be allied with you. We want to work with you. We want to be partners with you. So much of the reaction around the world leaders was coming because they saw what the mainstream media, what the liberal establishment, what the Bush machine, the Clinton machine was telling them about Trump. And that's where they took their cues. They don't know this guy. He's a businessman. So they were believing what they were hearing from their old pals.
Mm.
And I think what you're seeing now is the same kind of shock and disbelief that the folks inside the Beltway are feeling like, well, wait a minute, we're supposed to be in charge. Who's this other guy? And as far as is he going to break all the China and the China shop? Absolutely not. Donald Trump has been a successful businessman his entire career. And he's been successful as a real estate developer in building office buildings, in managing office buildings. And he had another career where he was in the entertainment industry and built casinos. He had another career with reality TV. And now he's had a successful career in politics. So all that stuff doesn't happen by accident. It takes somebody who's willing to challenge the conventional wisdom, do it his way, and then succeed. And I have no doubt that he will be that kind of a president.
I noticed that Vladimir Putin has gone on record as saying that he is looking forward to trying to see if they can rebuild relationships with the United States. Here's the exact quote. Talked about how they had heard his pre-election statement. Says, we understand it will not be an easy path considering the unfortunate degradation of relations, but Russia is ready and wants to restore full-fledged relations with the United States. I was sort of, when I first saw that, I said, oh, really? I wish he hadn't done that, because that's going to feed a lot of people. See, I told you, Putin, Trump, they're going to be buddies.
What's wrong with getting along with the Russians on our terms? You know, Reagan was able to get along with the Soviet Union on our terms, and I think that's the important thing. You know, I've watched the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, Secretary Kerry, have an approach to the Russians which is as follows. Humiliate them in public. Tell Putin he's on the wrong side of history. Call him a third-rate regional power. And then privately, give him a lot of concessions. Give him stuff in the Middle East. Give him stuff in Europe. The missile defense shield. That's not the way to deal with Putin. Putin's a proud man. He has built his country up from the ashes of the collapse of the Soviet Union, and a far better way of treating him would be treat him with respect in public. He deserves respect in public. And then privately, be a tough negotiator. I think that's a far better way of approaching Putin and getting what we want, because what we've done in the last 8 years sure hasn't worked.
Yeah, Barack Obama's been speaking loudly and carrying a little stick. Katie McFarland, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, your name's being bounced around. Would you serve in a Trump administration there, Katie?
You know something? I was a foot soldier in the Reagan administration. I would be a foot soldier in this one in a heartbeat.
All right. We will pass your resume on to the appropriate authorities at the Eisenhower
Building. I think that's a yes.
Thanks, KT.
Thank you.